This is WCRS, and today is September 13th, 2011, and President Obama is coming to Columbus to talk about his jobs plan. And at the same time, right now, we have activists standing on Cleveland Avenue nearby and protesting the proposed Keystone XL pipeline for the tar sands. Who are you, sir?
My name is Danny Burchenko. I'm an organizer with 350.org, the Ohio organizer with 350.org, an international climate change organization.
So what are we trying to do here today?
Well, we're here today to put the pressure on Obama to stop the permitting of this destructive pipeline, the Keystone XL pipeline, which would carry dangerous tar sands from Canada down to the U.S. Gulf Coast.
So what are some of the dangers involved with that?
Well, first of all, it is the absolute dirtiest form of fossil fuel on the planet. And the pipeline itself is going to be running over very sensitive ecosystems, one of which will be the Ogallala Aquifer, which supplies fresh drinking water for 20 million Americans. Aside from that, the significant issue with this pipeline and is that it would open up the Canadian tar sands to full extraction potential. If we do that, leading climate scientists have said that if we burn the tar sands, it's essentially game over in terms of climate change. It's a game over scenario for the planet. We should not even be considering opening up these tar sands to full extraction. We should be doing everything that we can to get off of oil, to get off of fossil fuels. It's beyond time. It's past time. We're beyond the 11th hour to get serious about addressing the climate crisis and getting on to a sustainable energy future.
When will this be decided on?
It's supposed to be decided before the end of the year, and it's a unique situation where President Obama has sole authority, sole decision-making authority on this issue. He doesn't have to go to Congress to get approval for this permit. He gets to decide whether to approve the permit for this pipeline or deny the permit. And so we're here to remind him of the promises that he made to us during his campaign in 08 to get serious about the climate crisis and to get us on a clean energy future. He said that with his ascension to the presidency, it would mark the beginning of the time that the rise of the oceans began to slow and the planet began to heal. And we're here to remind him of that promise.
What kind of responses have you gotten from any person in the in administration?
Well, as far as I know, we haven't gotten any responses directly towards ourselves, the tar sands activists, from the administration yet. The State Department did come out in favor of the pipeline, which is not a good sign, but the ultimate decision-making authority rests in Obama's hands. And so we still are holding out hope that the president will do the right thing and deny this permit.
What are people who are proponents of the pipeline? What are their arguments? I don't even know if you care to say.
I'm not really interested in what their arguments are. I mean, the main thing is this is something that we can't even consider. They would like to argue that it's going to create jobs, but we have crumbling bridges. We have a lack of sustainable public transportation options and a mass transit system in this country that could employ tens of thousands of Americans, put them back to work building a sustainable energy infrastructure. And that's what we need to put people to work on, not building a destructive planet-killing pipeline.
You think this is yet another example of corporate power having a lot of influence over our political process?
It absolutely is. The president is under intense pressure from the fossil fuel industry and corporate interests which support the fossil fuel industry. And so that's why we're here to put the pressure on him from the opposite side, and especially here in Ohio, which is a key battleground state. It's going to be key for his reelection campaign. We're here to let the president know that this key battleground state is paying attention on this key issue and that we need to see him do the right thing and kill this pipeline.
Do you think this is one of the things that can galvanize the environmental movement?
It absolutely already has. The entire environmental movement has come together around this issue. and it's something that has lit a fire under the environmental movement's butt. And we're seeing so many people get active. We saw 1,253 people go out to D.C. last month to participate in a two-week-long sit-in in which people got arrested in front of the White House to protest this pipeline. And so we're seeing the movement not only come together, but take a step up and take a bold stand. And literally, we're drawing a line in the sands here.
How many people got arrested?
It was 1,253 people who got arrested.
Not those who showed up. It was a lot more who showed up, but it was over 1,200 that got arrested.
Exactly. There were tons more that showed up. I was one of the arrestees, actually, on the last day, and there was a humongous rally across the street from us in Lafayette Park supporting the those of us who were sitting in and you know, making our voices that much louder.
Hey, thanks. Anything else?
That's all. I think we covered it.